show's a little early. We want to be good neighbors, and there's a lot going on in the vicinity tonight. We happen to have an after party going on. We're going to end, you know, around dusk. Is anybody down to keep y'all partying after that? All right? These guys are going to turn it out, and the night's going to be young when they're done. We're going to go over to Pearl Street Brewery. We have some friends playing an after party. Aqueous is going to open up the after party. They're going to start at 9 o'clock, followed by Prince Juke Joint featuring Eric Krasno from Solar at Pearl Street Brewery tonight. The party does not end when this show ends here, all right? We're going to keep going. We're going to go as late as they let us, as long as y'all stay. It's going to be a $4 cover over at Pearl Street, and we're going to pack it on the first floor. So y'all come as soon as we let out here. Come on out, all right? It's Pearl Street Brewery is one of our sponsors here tonight. We appreciate them doing what they're doing. We wanted to bring the party over to them after. We hope y'all come with us. It means a lot to me to bring these guys back into town, guys. Was anybody at the trap back in 2000 the first time that Solod played Buffalo? Sounds like they've kept their fans. Maybe at UB Center of the Arts in 01? They made a habit of kid coming back. It means a lot to us to bring them back. I had the pleasure of reviewing their show at the trap in 2004, and I felt like someday Alvin and the 11s would be the toast of this town. I'm proud to say that I think today's the day when we get the mayor up here to say so. I appreciate y'all coming out to make it so. These guys have been doing their thing in the clubs in Buffalo since they were 12, 13 years old. When Alan was still in middle school, he was playing in places like Essex Street Pub, Broadway Joe's. Was anybody out there for those days? Yeah, that's a small club. They were just kids. They moved out of town when they got out of high school. They went to New York City, they met this cat named Krasno, they took it to Woodstock, they made a recording, and it was an instant smash. That was 1999. This is 2010, y'all. They've been doing it for over 10 years, and it means a lot to us to have them back. It means a lot to us to have them back at a free show in downtown Buffalo. How about that? Is anybody ready for Soul Live? Can I hear Soul Live?